Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Into the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in and welcome to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show and be in on today's episode. If you are listening via my show page at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow the show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And you'll get daily show notes and things like that, however you want them. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook, go to the top of the page and type in the search box there. Type The Frank Williams Show. and the show page will come up there, and you can follow the show via Facebook. You can also follow the show on Twitter. The Twitter account is Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or you've been following the show via Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, today, guys, today's show is heavy. But before I get into the show, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Call them today. Their office number again is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I did a show on yesterday about the how bad the public schools are here in Georgia, and got tremendous feedback via emails and messages on my show page at Blog Talk Radio. Now, again, guys, I say this a lot. I know this. I know I say it a lot. But this is my show. Okay? This is my show. I always tell you guys it's your show and you can call in and talk about whatever you want. At the same time, it's my show. I run the show. I'm able to talk about whatever I want to talk about, and I speak from the heart when I talk about what I want to talk about. Okay? If you don't like what I talk about, when I talk about it, what have you, then, you know, you don't have to listen to the show. But please do not send me all these weird emails and text messages. There's some people that I know, I can see by their address that they're going to say something bad. So I usually delete those messages. But just letting you guys know that this is my show. So I can say whatever I want to on my show. Okay? You can't tell me what to say on my show. Okay? If you want to do that, you can go out, get you a show, and get you some listeners. Okay? But, you know, other than that, you know, if you don't want to listen to me and my opinions, you know, you can listen to anybody. There's a lot of people on the radio. Okay? So you can listen to those guys. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there for anyone who may be planning on sending me some type of nasty email or nasty message via my show page. Okay? So keep that in mind, guys. And we'll get along great. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode, I want to get right into it. Today's episode is, where do people get the nerve? Now, the reason I'm doing this show is because recently I had someone to contact us asking for money, okay? And There's been no communication between these people and myself for years. I'm not talking about 2 years or 3 years. I'm talking about 10, 15 years. All right? No contact for like 15 years. And got a phone call asking to pay a bill for them. Okay? Now, you know, I don't have any problem helping people. I help people all the time. I do it as, you know, something from my heart. I don't help people just to be giving out money. Okay? Now, when I do help someone, you know, sometimes I expect the money back, sometimes I don't. But what happens is, you know, people like this that'll call you, and they've been in, you haven't talked to them for 15 years or whatever. They still know how to get in contact with you. I'm not a hard person to get in contact with, okay? If you know somebody that knows me, or if somehow you know, I don't usually change my numbers all the time like some people. That's not me. I don't run from anybody, okay? So, you know, I'm not a hard person to find. If you want to find me on Facebook, you can just type my name in. If you know my name, you'll find me. You can go to Google. You can Google me on, you know, you'll be able to find me. But all I'm saying is that people that come to me for money, I don't mind helping people when they truly, truly need help. But if you're out there like this person, you and you got a significant other that you're living with. I mean, how have you been paying your bill up until now? All these years, how have you been paying your bill? Why are you coming to me now with this? Simply put, not owning the money. Simply put, you know, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to figure out how you've been paying your bill before now. Okay? So, you know, all I'm saying is, where do people get the nerve to spill that out to you and say, you know, give me a couple of $100 to pay my light bill. Now, some, you know, like I said, because things don't usually go right, that means that people don't usually pay you back, then that makes it harder for people that really need it to get it. Okay? And it's hard for people like myself that may loan the money out to figure out who needs it and who doesn't. You with me? And it hardens me when, you know, when money's loaned out and it's not paid back in a timely manner. I mean by timely manner. Here's another thing, okay? What I mean by timely manner is that if you tell me, Frank, I'm going to pay your money back Monday, okay? And today is Wednesday. You say you're going to pay it back Monday. Okay, then now the ball's in my court. It's for me to decide, okay, Monday is okay for Jim or Tracy or whomever to pay me the money back. Okay, that's my call. Okay, so, but, you know, come Monday, if I agree to that, come Monday, I'm expecting for Jim or Tracy or whomever to find me on Monday and pay the money back. Okay, that's, And that's a legitimate loan between friends. But when, you know, some people have really, really, really hard nerves where, you know, they can come back into your life. This person come back into your life after years and years of no contact, no seeing them occasionally walking downtown or see them occasionally at a restaurant or see them occasionally at a basketball game. Y'all say hello. Nothing like that. It's been years of absolutely no contact. Then there's a call out of the blue that says, hey, I need money. Hey, I need help. Like I said, some people legitimately need help. And you don't mind helping that person. You know, but, you know, when people are working every day, I don't understand why they don't have the money to pay their light bill. I can understand them not having the money to go on a trip or do some of the extracurricular things that people do, but I don't understand them not having the money to pay their light bill, gas bill, electric bill. I guess that's the same as light bill, you know, water bill or, you know, rent. That I don't get. The only thing I can see here is that, you know, they may be out there doing something else. You with me? And, you know, when I mean something else, it's, y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know where I'm coming from. Okay? I just put it out there. You're out there. Someone's out there doing illegal drugs or something and need the money because they've used that money that they're supposed to use to pay their bill. I'm not saying this person is doing that. But I'm saying that people do that. So they've used their light bill money to have fun for a few hours with some illegal drugs. Then because they don't have the money to pay their light bill because they used it for that, they all of a sudden want to come to you and ask you for the money to pay their light bill. Or it may be vice versa. They may be coming to you for money to pay their light bill because they want to use their money to pay their light bill for drugs. Or they paid their light bill and they want to use your money for drugs, but they're telling you they need it for light bill. Okay? Because they know that if they tell you that I needed to buy me a hit, the money, they won't see the money. So they try to come up with something extravagant because they know if they step on your right button, you'll help them. And like I say, I don't mind helping anybody. But at the same time, if you tell me you're going to pay me back on Monday, I expect the money on Monday, not Tuesday. You know, Sunday would be fine. But not Tuesday, not next Wednesday, not next Thursday, not next Friday when I get paid. No. You said you're going to pay it on Monday. You need to pay it back on Monday. If you don't pay it back on Monday and pay it back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then that tells me that I can't loan you the money anymore. But what usually comes from that is you don't see that money anymore. So that's like a $200 a $200 lesson that you learn, and it costs you $200 to get rid of that friend, so-called friend, that person. Okay, it costs you $200. You have to write that off. You know, it's hard for me to write off money. But it happened to me. It happened to me recently, where I had to write off money because I gave someone money and they didn't pay it back. So, you know, I'm not immune to this. I know you guys aren't immune to this. If you want to call in and talk about it, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Where do people get the nerve, mainly I'm saying, to ask you for money? Okay? That's a tough one. All right? That is tough. And like I said, it's all out of the blue. All out of the blue. Where do people get the nerve to ask you to borrow your car? Yeah, borrow my car. Man, I got to use that car to go back and forth to work. Okay? Where do people get the nerve to ask you to borrow your car? All right? I see it all the time. You know, we like to entertain. And, you know, here's another piece of this. We like to entertain, so I have different things at the house and invite people over. You know, people always say, Frank, what do you want me to bring when I come over for the cookout? What do you want me to bring? Well, I'm usually cooking the meat and the size with it. So bring whatever you want to drink. You want to drink beer, you want to drink liquor, you want to drink Gatorade, you want to drink water. Whatever you want to drink, bring that. Because I'm not supplying alcohol for a bunch of people. I'm having a cookout, all right? I'll probably have some water and stuff like that. I usually keep that. But the alcohol part, that gets expensive. All right? So my thing is, where do people get the nerve to show up at your house for a cookout? You've already told them that they need to bring what they want to drink. But they show up empty-handed. Okay? They show up empty-handed. That's fine now. You got food and water here. Okay? But I don't really want to see you, you know, in my liquor cabinet. Okay? Or in, you know, in my refrigerator downstairs getting the beer. I don't want to see that. I wouldn't say anything to you, but I don't want to see that. But if you came in with a 12-pack of beer, if you came in with a bottle that you wanted to drink on, that's the way you come to a cookout. You know, where do people get the nerve to come to your cookout and drink up all your liquor and don't bring any liquor? Don't even offer you $10 to drink. That'd be great. Hey, Frank, here's $10. I want to drink. That'd be fine. That's the way you should be. But not show up empty-handed and then continue on to drink up the host liquor. I'm going to tell you one thing. Those people are going to talk about you later on that day or the next day. They're going to talk about you. And they may not invite you back. Okay, some people have been, you know, X'd off of the list. Okay? But where do people get the nerve to do that? I'd never do that, okay? Where do people get the nerve to do that? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, again, guys, there's all my lines are full, okay? But if you do want to talk on the show, you need to press number one. That way I'll know that you want to be on the air, okay? Other than that, if you don't do that, I will not put you on the air. So I'm fine with you calling in and listening to the show. That's fine and dandy. But like I say, if you want to say something, if you want to be on the air, then press number one so I'll know that you want to. Okay? I have to say that because numbers pop up all the time, and I don't want to just click on your number and put you on the air when you don't want to be on the air. Okay? Understand that. All right? Just understand that. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Our episode for today is where do people get the nerve? Now, like I said again, sometimes, guys, and I know if you've lived past 20 years old, you had a friend or a person, coworker or whatever, to ask you for money, loan them some money, okay? And sometimes it takes you losing that money to be able to get rid of that friend, that person, that coworker, because what happens is that you can get a tough skin about it. Is once they borrow some money from you and don't pay it back, or don't pay it back in a timely manner, then hey, you can cut them off. So the next time they want to come and ask you, you can just say, "Hey man, you didn't pay me back. You still owe me $20 from last year. I hadn't forgot." Okay, and then you loan someone some money, and they want to pay you, you know, you loan someone $500. They want to pay you $100 here, $50 here, $50 here, and $100 here. That's not cool. If I loan you $500, if I give you $500 in a walk, I expect that $500 back in a walk. I mean, what's $50 here, $100 here, $50 here, $100 here? What is that? All that is me spending that $500 just like you. $25, $50, $100. That's no money. If I loaned you $500, I expect that. If I gave you a lump sum of $500, I expect that lump sum of $500 back when you say you're going to pay it back. Hey, love you guys. I got about 30 seconds left in the show. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope I helped someone out there. If I helped one person, I've done my job. If I helped, 3,000 people as they listen to my show, I've done an even better job. Have a great day today, guys. Have a great evening. Join the show tomorrow. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours, and we'll go from there. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves.
Just stay, I'll be around today to be available for you. gone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I'll get out of pocket the fun. Number two, number one, gonna be number one.